This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. What percentage of total retail sales, if you had to guess, which you probably do, what percentage of those sales do you think are happening online? It's not a trick question, but the answer is probably smaller than you think. 9% last quarter. That's according to the Census Bureau. So moral of the story, brick and mortar retail isn't dead yet, but the percentage of sales moving online is going to grow. And as it does, companies are rethinking and redesigning their physical stores for the new retail reality, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
On a recent weekday, I popped into Nordstrom's newest store in Los Angeles. It's called Nordstrom Local. The retailer's normal department stores are about 140,000 square feet. This one is just 3,000, and there are no actual clothes for sale here. Instead, Nordstrom is offering what it calls a service-focused concept store. Customers meet with personal stylists, have alterations made, or even get manicures.
What Nordstrom is doing is what we're going to see a lot of more mature retailers do.
Steve Dennis runs retail strategy firm Sagebury Consulting.
When they've run out of opportunities to open new locations, how do they continue to grow? The shift to small formats has to do with getting closer to the customer.
Nordstrom wouldn't tell me how well local is working, but these kinds of experiments are happening across the retail sector. Take Beta, for example, a gadget retailer that lets customers touch and try products before they buy them. Merchandise manager Matt Olsevsky shows me around a small showroom in Santa Monica filled with about 100 tech products, all lined up with no packaging in sight.
Everything on display is set up as if you purchased the product and set it up at home.
Not everything works as well as it should. A voice command robot that looks just like Albert Einstein is slouched and unresponsive.
We're having some issues with this guy.
Sleeping.
Einstein, he's on, but he won't turn on. Let me make sure he's plugged in.
He's hit or miss, but he's cool.
Olsevsky has more luck with a smart musical keyboard.
It will actually teach you how to play piano by lighting up the keys, and it has a kind of gamification aspect to it. And so,
it's like Guitar Hero, and hitting the right notes is harder than it looks, something you'd only know if you try before you buy. The company's recently partnered with Lowe's, setting up demonstration areas in 70 of its stores. Smart home products like a Ring doorbell would usually be boxed up in the doorbell aisle, but are now on display for customers to try. Beta makes its money subleasing space to product creators, but Olsevsky says the company's real product is the information it gathers by closely observing shoppers.
We actually have cameras throughout the store that are collecting traffic information. So partners are finding out how many people are looking at their product versus how many people are actually engaging with the product.
That's what's happening 20 miles south at a store called Fabletics. It made its name as an online-only athleisure subscription retailer, but this store is one of a couple dozen it's opened recently.
We call it brick mining.
Ron Harries is Fabletics VP of Retail.
When you take the data that you collect from that customer in a retail location, you can get to know your members and guests much differently than you could online only.
Manager Catherine De La Cruz shows me inside a fitting room equipped with touchscreen displays. Fabletics tracks each item that comes in here. Let's say you're trying on a pair of leggings and they're too small.
We can go ahead and request a larger size. And what it does is it will alert everyone on the floor that has a device. So you can say, Catherine in fitting room 3 needs a new item.
The brand tracks your likes and dislikes, purchases, and sizing. You might think opening physical stores would take away from online sales, but the opposite is sometimes true. Stores can act as a form of advertising, a phenomenon known as billboarding, where noticing a store actually prompts shoppers to go online. Here's Harry's.
When we open a retail store within a 30-mile radius of that store, the customer now shops with us 2.5 more times than in a market where we don't have a retail store.
The metrics retailers have been using to determine a store's value, like sales per square foot, are increasingly irrelevant, says Steve Dennis at Sagebury Consulting.
Because they don't fundamentally capture the role of the store in driving the online business.
It's no longer about brick and mortar sales versus online sales. It's all sales, and the store of the future is being redesigned accordingly. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.